Hey everybody, it's Mike for the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific gentleman from the New Jersey area who's an author, Eagle Scout, and U.S. Marine Corps veteran. He's also a lover of music, art, Greek mythology, and also loves to take nature walks, enjoys traveling, exploring the world, and he's also became an author as well. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 21, and his new book is basically sharing his unique masterpiece through poetry and landscape, which is capturing the daily trials of living with schizophrenia and also sheds light on mental illness, offers hope to anyone suffering from mental disorder, depression, anxiety, or extreme stress, and just a lot of short stories in there, and it's called Gone in a Bit. We'll be talking about that. Live, ladies and gentlemen, at Plus Studio somewhere in beautiful New Jersey, the amazing author, Eagle Scout, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and also the book Gone in a Bit. Ladies and gentlemen, multi-time Tyvon Conrad. Tyvon, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Good evening.
Well, it's great to have you on board as well, too. So we encourage you to talk and everything else because basically you're on the show and everything. It's not about me, it's about you. So we'd like to hear more. So you're an author, Eagle Scout, and U.S. Marine Corps veteran. You're a lover of music, art, Greek mythology, and you love taking nature walks. Enjoy traveling, exploring the world, and you're diagnosed with schizophrenia in 21. You also began your new book, The Gone in a Bit, which is sharing your life masterpiece and basically through poetry and also capturing the daily trials of living with schizophrenia and sheds light on a number of things like mental illness, extreme stress, and offers hope to anyone who's going through it and looking to be inspiration. And before getting all that, Tyvon, tell us how you first got started.
Got started with my book?
Just started with you overall. So hop in a time machine and go way back, way back.
Like, as you know, I am an Eagle Scout. I was always into adventure and the outdoors and just learning new things. I did my Eagle Scout project, which was I built two picnic tables and remulched the park for beautification.
Nice.
And I always loved to help people. I always wanted people to, I always wanted people to, be happy in life, and just be satisfied all around. So I always wanted to help people. And when I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, in 2021, it opened my eyes to mental health. And I think everybody suffers from, some sort of mental health problem. It could anything from anxiety to depression to just being upset about something. And I wanted to connect with people, and that's when I started writing poetry. I won my first poetry contest in elementary school.
Oh, nice.
And it was really cool because they hung it up in the office.
Oh my goodness, that had been, I don't think my poetry ever could put on my bedroom wall, but having up on the wall in the school, that is amazing. That's a high honor right there.
Yeah, and so I wanted to take my gift, which is, art and writing poetry, and use it to help people out. And so that they may read it and relate to it. And maybe open up a door, in somebody's darkness, in their darkest time, in their darkest hour, and help them realize that, it's okay to have a mental health problem, anxiety or depression, or, a manic disorder. And that's when I put all these poems together. At first it started out, I was writing songs. And those songs turned into poetry. I saw, I compared the two and realized that I was better at writing poetry than writing songs. But Gone in a Bit is about a schizophrenic's view of daily life, going through the struggles, trials, and tribulations of living with a mental health disorder. I put Gone in a Bit together with real-world topics, religious references, and quotes from infamous people to create an interesting intellectual read for readers of any generation. And that's my target with my poetry book, is people that go through everyday struggles and have a hard time dealing with them. And I hope it becomes a beacon of hope to, people around the world.
That's interesting. And who are some of your favorite poets and authors growing up, especially writing?
Oh, what's that again?
I said, who are some of your favorite poets, authors, and writers growing up?
I liked Rumpelstiltskin, and I loved, as a kid, I loved reading the Aesop Fable. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, I have. I read that to my kids, and I also was going to put it to an audiobook project, and, Aesop's Fables, and those are really good stuff.
Yeah, I think the tortoise and the hare is in there.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. And of course, obviously the lesson is learned. It's like, the hare gets off the fast start, gets cocky, lays back. Turtle just, walks on by and realize, that hare lost the race. It's like the slower you go, the bitter your journey is.
Absolutely. And I obviously Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my favorites. Yes, my kid's favorite. What was your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you must be like Sam I am. And you, do you like Green Eggs and Ham? Come on, admit it. Oh my gosh, yeah, I think I'm ready to have some as well too. So we have all that, and of course, more with Tavon Conrad gone in a bit and his journey, Eagle Scout, getting a U.S. Marine Corps and everything else, and more about the book with Tavon Conrad. But first, listen to the Mike Weidner Show at themikeweidnershow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking a budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today at 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Weidner Show. Get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor, The Mike Weidner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love you to first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has gotten great reviews. In Evil Evan and George by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, Eminem's. So grab your copy today for goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Weidner Show at themikeweidnershow.com and our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music. Also on Podbean, Pandora, Odyssey, and Apple. Also, iHeart as well, too. And also follow us on BitChute, Rumble, LinkedIn. Make sure you subscribe. Also on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Weidner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Weidner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia. Check it out today and support the Mike Weidner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikeweidnershow.com. We're here with the amazing author, Eagle Scout, and U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Tavon Conrad, here on the Mike Weidner Show with Gone in a Bit. And before continuing the book as well, and you've been an Eagle Scout for quite some time, maybe a bit more about the Eagle Project. How did you first get involved being Eagle Scout?
I joined when I was 13, and my stepdad, he was the scoutmaster, my scoutmaster, and he was talking to me about it. I was a little bit skeptical at first, and then I decided to join, and I made my way up the ranks to my Eagle Scout award.
Okay. Yeah. And also the fact that you all got these projects, and maybe a bit more about the project. You built a couple of picnic tables. You help beautify the nature area. And what are some of the things you also done with the Eagle Scout project?
That was the big goal. My Eagle Scout project was the main goal, the picnic tables, the remulching the park. That was basically the project. In itself, I didn't really do anything else around it, but I was able to gather the money to do the pro. I had to gather up my own money to do the project. I had to sponsor myself. And you know, that was basically the gist of, you know, the project. It was to do something that it was, the project, the idea was to do something that has foundation, and it was, and something that was, you know, a stable project to prove to the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, that I was eligible, you know, in doing the project and doing so, and that everything that started at Tenderfoot, that's the first rank in the Boy Scouts of America, to Eagle Scout, to prove that everything I learned up till then, everything I learned from Tenderfoot to Eagle Scout, that I was able to construct everything, put it together and create such a project.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I gotta say that. What the head out there and check out picnic tables. You also been to your U.S. Marine Corps as well too, and tell us more about that.
I joined the U.S. Marine Corps because I wanted adventure. I wanted to compete. I wanted something tough. I was gonna look into joining the Navy, but I changed my mind around. I was infantry in the Marine Corps, 0311. That was my MOS. I went to Jordan, Greece, Portugal. I went to see, Africa.
Nice.
And what we did was humanitarian aid missions, which is going around training other countries, like the French Foreign Legion, you know, some of our tactics, you know, how to fight, how to maneuver. We also went to when we went to places like Greece and Portugal, it was basically it was to share a lifestyle, you know, with other countries, and basically, you know, being, you know, being friends, being allies. And that's what we did when we went to Portugal, places like Portugal and Greece. But Africa was more of a training mission, to train the French Foreign Legion. Also with Jordan, we trained the Jordanians, and we did a training mission for their prince. And we also, I think that was it. I think that's all the countries I was in. But it was rewarding. It was very rewarding to go there.
And so it does. What was your favorite country? What was your favorite mission like at your part?
My favorite country was Portugal. It was very Assassin's Creed, you know, stone pathways, stone buildings. It was very beautiful.
Oh, nice. Okay. And of course, you always go on nature walks as well, too. You love music, art, and I guess so that's where Greek mythology kicks in, too. So,
Absolutely. I love Greek mythology. Achilles, the Odyssey. I love all Greek mythology stories. I haven't read in a while, but I recently bought some books on Barnes and Noble at Barnes and Noble, and I have them stacked up on my desk. I love art. I love music. I love writing poetry. I think, yeah, art, Greek, or art, music, poetry. Yeah, that's basically it for me.
What kind of art that you really like as well? Is it painting, sculptures, or
I love painting. I don't do it a lot, but painting, it's a very therapeutic technique for me to deal with my depression, to deal with my anxiety. Schizophrenia, you know, to have schizophrenia for me, and I can only talk for myself because everybody's schizophrenia is different.
right.
I get bad acid reflux, I get depressed, I get anxiety, I get social anxiety. I always want to be alone. I always want to just be on my own. But yeah, art and painting really helps me express myself so that I can look at that picture after I painted it and compare it to myself, and you know, just think to myself, how I can better myself, how I can you know, make myself calmer and be able to cope with life.
And also too that you were diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2021. And how did you first notice that you may have had it? Well, like the first signs.
The first signs,
Well, the first signs for you, it's just like, you know, everybody's signs are different, but for you though.
I felt like I didn't matter in the world. I felt hopeless. I felt like people didn't like me. I felt cut off from the world. I felt disassociated from the world. Schizophrenia gives somebody or gives me dissociative thinking. Like I feel like I'm in my own world, and I feel like I'm cut off from reality. And that's why painting helps me, because it's something that I'm doing. It's something real. Writing po writing poetry is something real. I can look at it and connect back to the world in my own language.
And also, I was just thinking about with schizophrenia, there's a variety of mental illnesses. You had this mental disorder, depression, anxiety, extreme stress, and how about PTSD? Is that included in the book as well?
I mean, it can. It depends on the person, but I've seen people with PTSD that have schizophrenia, and it's very sad. I the first my first year when I started going through the signs and symptoms of schizophrenia, they started me on medications. I've been on over 15 to 20 medications
Wow.
that didn't work. It wasn't until 2021 when I finally got on the right medication. I take Zyprexa now, and it really helps me. It helps me focus. It helps me stay on task,
Okay.
and it keeps me in order.
And also in the book as well, too, like, you know, maybe highlight some of the chapters, some of the stories and everything. And you did a little bit of paintings as well, too. Do you happen to have some artwork in the book as well too, or anything you want to share?
I just have a blue apple. I have a blue apple to represent peace, hope, and love.
Oh, okay. What's with the blue apple?
It's just a symbol of it's just a symbol of peace, hope, and love. I didn't plan on putting the blue apple in the book, but you know, after you know, careful consider after you know, careful consideration, I decided to, and I also dedicated my book to Gabrielle Venora Petito. She was murdered in 2020, 2022, 2023, I
Oh,
think.
I think I think I heard the name that rings a bell, and I think that was in the news. And what was she a murdered again for?
They went on a road. She was a TikTok. She was one of those TikTokers. Love to send out inspirational videos, and she it just I don't know the whole story, but I know she was murdered by her boyfriend, a Brian Laundrie, and it really hit home for me, because all the videos that they showed of her in stress and anxiety and in pain and crying, and it really touched me. So I decided to find some sort of symbol that represented something that would stand out. And you know, apples aren't blue, but I wanted to dedicate the apple to her, and rep and have it represent, you know, peace, hope, and love.
And how about a couple more stories in there you'd like to share as well?
There's a lot of stories I have in the book. I think one of them is when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was a lifeguard, and I did lifeguarding in the Marine Corps. It was a separate job from my actual duty. And I remember standing on the beach, and there was a thunderstorm and lightning, and something struck me that day that I was to do something important. And my journey started there in that storm. and all the lightning and all the crazy stuff that was happening around me. And that stuck to me to this day. Hence my project Gone in a Bit.
Have you, do you, you talked about being scared in thunderstorms, some things that that basically associate with thunderstorms. Did that happen to you much earlier than that, or were some of the earlier things that happened to you early in life, which sudden just I think I'm trying to get at. It's like, like thunderstorms, did something happen to you in your childhood which caused that?
I don't, I mean, I always felt like I was destined to do something great. When I was a child, I walked out into the snow. I'm adopted, and I was with my foster family, and they let me go outside and play in the snow, and I got scared and I didn't want to move and I was frightened, and it was the crunching of the leaves underneath the snow that stopped me in my tracks,
Oh,
and that's something I
lesson to all
remember.
parents, rake up the leaves before the winter time. Rake up your leaves, guys.
Something that it's something that stuck with me, and it wasn't the crunching of the leaves underneath, it was like the euphoria afterwards, and it stuck with me that that meant something, and that something is keeps driving me to go to the next step, do the next biggest thing, and this book is also a continuation of my Eagle Scout project. For beautification and to spread peace, hope, and love to people suffering from, mental health illnesses.
And how about some other illnesses that you want to highlight, besides the disorder, depression, anxiety, extreme stress, recover a bit of PTSD? What are some of the others that you cover in the book?
I stay away from that part of the illness. I don't want to bring that out to be I didn't want to bring that out to be a thing in the book. I wanted to be more kind of like adventurous. And I talk about I wrote the poem like I was painting the picture, like I was painting the picture to live inside the picture. And I started out as I'm painting a street to walk across to the coffee shop. And in the window I find a Weeble.
Oh
And
my goodness, I remember those things.
it goes, and I go deeper into the poem. I can't remember the rest of it, but I went deeper into the poem as to me walking around and putting up my umbrella because it's raining outside, and things of that nature that I put in the book. Nothing really about the actual illness. I want to stray people away from the actual illness and find an adventure in poems like as I just said, like that find adventure and trail off from their illness and take another path into almost to get away, take another path into another journey, and it within that journey to find themselves in their darkness, find themselves in the shadow, and bring them to light. Because if you find inspiration, that you're finding yourself. And once you find yourself, you can grasp onto that and become something else. And that's basically the way I wrote the book and the reason I wrote the book, so people can find inspiration and find yourself. Because if you find inspiration, you find something that's interesting. And if you find something that's interesting, you're finding yourself, because that's your true intent. That's the true and that's the true you. If you're finding something that you love in that very split second, that's you finding yourself. So
That is rather interesting. I like that. I like that. And what else you want readers to get from the book?
I just want if I just want them to take away anything from the book, whether it's a picture that they like in the book, whether it's a quote, whether it's a favorite line. I just want them to take that away and say, it's okay to have, mental health problems. It's okay to be stressed. It's okay to have anxiety. It's okay to have depression. But within that, you can find, inspiration in that and rise from the ashes.
I like that. Reminds me of the Phoenix. I hear it all the time. The rising from the ashes, like the Phoenix.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's a good thing. And where can we find your book? And what's your website?
Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and my website, vinehouse.online.
Vinehouse Online. All right. So maybe you can bring that up for our listeners and viewers. Gone in a Bit. Okay. All right. We'll certainly check that out with the amazing Tyvon Conrad of Gone in a Bit. And what's coming up for Tyvon? We'll find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Widener Show at themikewidenershow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Widener Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with the amazing author of the book, Gone in a Bit, Tyvon Conrad, after this time. We're back with the author of Gone in a Bit, Tyvon Conrad, here on The Mike Widener Show. I mean, a real, really good inspiration, and, the book and everything else, and people getting out of it. What else can we expect from you in 2024 and beyond, Tyvon?
Right now I'm working on my next project, The Paint That Covers Me. That's my next book that I'm working on. I'm going to be working on it with another guy. He's a good guy. He's a great poet. We're going to be putting our ideas together and creating the book, The Paint That Covers Me. This book, as you notice, has blue paint. The next cover is going to be red paint, black and blue paint, black and red paint. And it's going to be more in depth as to, you know, it's going to be more in depth in my book Gone in a Bit, about, you know, deeper emotion, deeper feelings, deeper roots, and things that go bump in the night.
I like that one, and we're certainly looking forward to Tyvon. And who do you consider your biggest influence in your career?
My biggest influence is my ex. Her name's Tasia Snook, and she's one of my big influences. She loves to write poetry, and our short time together was amazing, and she showed me who I was. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be sitting here today, and I think you know, I think that shows a lot.
And certainly does. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Find that inspiration. Find inspiration in something. In doing that, you're finding yourself. Grasp onto it and run and hold on to it as if it was your own baby or something important. And keep your head up and always look for the light.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very good point for those out there who are going through. Yes, indeed. That's right. So certainly did as well. And yeah. And you were going to say something else?
Oh, yes. You can always find a light in the darkness. There's always something in the way of the darkness, kind of like a lighthouse tower.
Or like a beacon.
Absolutely.
There you go. I really like that. Looking forward to what you got in your next book. We're here with Tyvon Conrad of Gone in a Bit here on The Mike Widener Show. Oh, one more thing. What's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
The best advice I can give to anybody at this point is to follow your dreams. Hold on to your dreams. Don't take them for granted. And always keep your head up and always look straight forward. Because turning around and going back in your past is not healthy.
Mm-hmm. That is certainly a good point as well. We're the author, Tyvon Conrad, of Gone in a Bit here on The Mike Widener Show. Tyvon, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your book?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Vinehouse.online.
Okay, you want to show us the book again for our viewers there?
Absolutely.
Okay, and where can they find it again?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and my website, Vinehouse.online.
All right, well, certainly check those out. Once again, Tyvon, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love having you back. We wish you all the best. And Tyvon, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you so much.